WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan woman was killed and three others were taken to the hospital following a two-vehicle crash Saturday during the noon hour on University east of Tarot. College Station Police has not released the name of the 63-year-old woman who died after she turned the SUV into the path of an oncoming car. Witnesses say the SUV rolled several times before striking a tree. The victim was not wearing a seatbelt. University was closed about 4 hours for the CSPD investigation. On the final day of filing for next year's elections, there are more Democratic primaries coming to Brazos County. There are three seeking the Democratic nomination for Brazos County Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4, Selena Vasquez, Daryl Booker, and Manny Aguilar. Democrats seeking the state representative seat now held by Kyle Cassell are Marianne Arnold of Curtin and Chris Miller of Waco. Democrats seeking the state Senate seat now held by Charles Schwertner are Brian Cronin and Glenn Williams of Austin. Among Republican primaries in Brazos County, a third person is seeking the nomination for district clerk. Margaret Meese joins Crystal Kelly and Gabriel Garcia. And in one other local development, the state representative for Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties has reconsidered running for a third term. Republican Leighton Schubert has decided against re-election because he wants to spend more time with his family. After Schubert withdrew, Grimes County Judge Ben Lehman resigned and the Republican announced his candidacy. One Democrat has filed for the District 13 seat, Cecil Ray Webster Sr. of Carmine. The owner of the Briarcrest Golf Course wants to give it to the city of Bryan.
The city council will take up the offer from Wallace Phillips tomorrow night as part of a plan that includes closing the municipal course by the end of this month. According to a city staff recommendation, Phillips would run the course until a private company is hired. That means eliminating 5 city jobs. The course and 40 parking spaces are the only things Phillips is donating. He would keep an event center, a restaurant, a pro shop, a driving range, tennis courts, and a swimming pool. Staff recommendation also includes leasing 6,000 square feet of space Wallace owns to open a senior center, and a consultant would be hired to turn the municipal course into a super park. This year's city budget projects a $195,000 loss at the current course, which is subsidized with general fund money. The staff recommendation does not state the funding source for creating the senior center and developing the super park. According to the Brazos Central Appraisal District website, the value of the land is nearly $1.3 million. That's less than one-third the nearly $5 million value set in a private appraisal cited by the city. Either way, the golf course will be taken off the tax rolls if it becomes city parkland. No public hearing is scheduled as part of tomorrow night's proposal. The offer comes 5 years after Bryan voters soundly defeated selling the municipal golf course and buying Briarcrest and all its facilities for $2 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 40 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. No experience compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on BCRBCS.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland, BCR Realtors, BCRBCS.com.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning. It's 8:10. Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. I'm Brian in Navasota. Let's do weather, sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure is going to bring us sunshine today. The high sitting over the Gulf of Mexico to be responsible for warm weather today. We're 70 to 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40 to 45. We start to cool off tomorrow. Sunshine, it'll be 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Clear through tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. The outlook for Wednesday, high pressure to the north in control, lots of sunshine, and it's about 60 to 65 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. And a little heads up, even though the temps are going to be nice, it'll be breezier tomorrow. It'll be a lot windier tomorrow than we got today. Today, 73 is the high. Tomorrow, 61 with winds out of the north gusting up to 20 miles an hour.
Today sounds like a good day to be out on the links.
Today is going to be a nice day to be out there on the links if you if you have a link-worthy job that allows you to do that.
Yeah, it's for the kids.
Yeah, it is.
It's
oh,
for the kids.
You're linking for the kids today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to the Coach G. Guerrieri Brazos Valley FC. Yeah.
So, all right.
So we got that going, the Cavalry FC.
So now... So I turned on the TV for a few minutes Saturday night, and, you know, it's gotten to the point where they want to make the Heisman like the pregame to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
you can get it to last for 2 hours, and that'd be really
stupid.
This just didn't happen to be the year to do it because it was the guy from Oklahoma and...
Two other people.
And, yeah, and just people who they, you know, and they're interviewing, like, one of these kids with his parents and, you know, what makes him a great kid. Well... Come on, they're in New York.
Yeah.
They're getting a paid trip. What are they going to say? Well, you know, he acted up in school. No, they're not going to do that. He's fine, just fine.
Yeah, so, he's just a competitor. He's highly competitive.
That's it. So, who is this guy, and why was the award named after him, this John Heisman?
So, oh, yeah, who's that guy?
You know much about him?
No.
Well, he played at Brown and then at Penn. And then after that, he coached at Oberlin and Butchel and Auburn and Clemson and Penn and Washington and Jefferson and Rice.
Okay.
Wow. And Georgia Tech. So now, what kind of innovations did he bring? Well, trivial stuff like snapping the ball.
Oh, wow.
Centers originally placed the ball on the ground and rolled it back to their quarterback. Clearly, the game moved a little more slowly than it does now.
What was it like watching those, Scott?
Yeah, really. When Heisman was the coach at Butchel, and later that became the University of Akron, he had this quarterback who was 6'4". Well, to have a 6'4 guy kind of bend over to pick up the ball didn't work very well. So he came up with this idea of the center snap to make it easy to get the ball into Clark's hands.
Uh-huh.
He also innovated the use of pulling guards. That had not been done before.
Yeah.
So there.
Pretty innovative.
Did that kind of thing.
By the way, also the basketball coach at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And the baseball coach at Buechel, Clemson, and Georgia Tech. So
did a lot of things.
Well, Dana X Bible also coached.
Dana Bible, that. Yeah. Right. Now, after leaving his head coaching job at Rice in 1927, he became the athletic director of the New York Downtown Athletic Club. Familiar? See, that's the club that started giving out the trophy. Wasn't named the Heisman then. Mm-hmm. It was called the Downtown Athletic Club Trophy.
Okay.
Downtown.
And then they named it after him later on.
There you go.
There you go.
Very cool.
John Heisman trivia for you. All right, so there's a story in the Wall Street Journal this morning about the Cheesecake Factory. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we've all been to the Cheesecake Factory.
I haven't. Yep.
Oh, you haven't?
I've never been there.
Is that right?
Oh, you know what? Yes, I have. I take that back.
Okay. Now you're lying.
Right. Yeah, I have. Yeah. I went to the gallery in Houston.
Okay, all right. So, anyway, now, we get it because we're U.S. Americans, okay?
Right.
We understand that they're going to give you all that stuff.
A big old portion.
Yeah. Well, now they've opened a Cheesecake Factory in Hong Kong.
Okay.
Oh.
A little bit different. The
yeah.
amount of food, including the nachos and pasta and pork chop and pizza and fried dishes, pretty overwhelming for Ken Wu and his friends. They had chosen to try to kind of balance it out with other things like bacon and chicken and avocado, as they call it, Blue Cheese Mountain.
Okay.
What they did is they went to interval eating. They took a full hour to work through their main courses, then instructed the server to wait for at least half an hour before bringing the dessert.
Oh.
Which was one single slice of key lime cheesecake that they were going to share. Then they planned to do a long walk around the harbor to help with the digestion.
Okay.
According to one person, feta cheese, parmesan cheese, cheddar cheese. I know it's called Cheesecake Factory, but I could never imagine how much cheese was on everything, said one of those who dined with him. Chinese people cannot handle this much cheese.
Yeah, just too much.
All
they're
I can taste is in my mouth is cheese.
What is
right
wrong
now.
With that?
Yeah, well, nothing. It's just a matter of they're not used to
it.
Yeah,
true.
And that's why America is back-to-back World War champs.
That's right, man.
We
win them all. Because
we can handle the cheese?
We can eat the cheese.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, anyhow.
Missed that in my history class.
Well, you must have not gone to the right school.
Yeah.
For some, it did produce some predictable confusion, according to one of the diners. This 25-year-old came for dessert one evening without realizing that the restaurant serves dinner too.
Oh,
I was wondering why Cheesecake Factory was not just cheesecake, and well, that didn't make any sense. And
it's a whole lot more.
Once
Got there. To be honest, I initially thought before I had my first trip that the Cheesecake Factory was indeed just for cheesecakes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, and there's some places called, Pie R Square, I think, in Houston that sell nothing but pie.
Yeah.
Which is, that would make sense.
But they have savory pies, too, don't they?
Yeah, they may have that now. Yeah. That's true.
Like chicken pot pie.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
Yep.
So,
pie.
Yeah. But anyhow, the Cheesecake Factory. Just kind of interesting rolling that out into other societies. And
yeah,
going,
they're just not used to the caloric
that
intake.
That much bacon, that much cheese, all that.
They try to eat it with chopsticks?
I don't know how they did with that. I could, trying to do the cheesecake with chopsticks. I mean, I know they're very adroit at it.
I was going to say, they pick up some other really tough things
with
those. But
maybe so. Oh, forgot to do this before 8 o'clock. Stuff that makes you smart.
There you go.
Okay.
8 out of 10 Americans ban smoking in their homes now. 8 out of 10 U.S. Americans ban smoking in their homes.
Good.
That is almost double the number from 20 years ago.
Really depreciates the value of the home when it smells like smoke.
You're right. It does. Lewis Carroll never uses the name Mad Hatter in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. The character is just called the Hatter.
Okay.
And he had this mad tea party.
Oh.
So we, people, started putting those two together.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. The only U.S. American state that produces coffee is?
U.S. American.
Think about it.
I don't drink coffee.
Really think about it. Yeah, I know you don't care, do you?
Florida?
It'd be Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah, Hawaii. Yeah, that Kona coffee.
Right. Knew it was something tropical.
That's right. Not going to be doing that in Nebraska. That's for sure.
No.
All right, so white walls in a room might feel crisp and clean like a blank slate, but if they're in your workplace, it's time to repaint.
Okay.
Repaint and sin no more. Oh, never mind. Color makes a big effect on people's moods. Now, for instance, each of us has a different color in our rooms, right?
Mine is beige.
Yeah, mine's like a very, very light gray.
And I don't yet. Now, I've got light gray on one wall. Oh, do you not have an accent wall?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I've got that weird, tan brown-ish color.
Oh, well, I got that, too. But, no, I've got a maroon wall on one side.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't. Didn't do that in the news?
Well, mine wasn't repainted when all the studios were repainted.
All my walls are the same. They're closing in quickly.
Is that right? I thought you guys had around.
You said you have beige, Zach?
Yeah. I got beige, but it's all four walls are beige.
There's a lot of different shades of paint in this place.
Yeah, there is. But now, in a study from the University of Texas at Austin, I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not.
Oh, yeah.
They want burnt orange.
Researchers tested the impact of color on productivity by giving three groups of people clerical tasks to complete in three different rooms, each one of them painted a different color. One red, one white, one aqua.
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 So that's about what Peace is, the Peace Station.
Yeah, you're right.
They're close to Aqua.
Some individuals were able to block out the color, quote, noises, if you will, of their surroundings, while others were very much affected by it. Some had no difficulty working in the red room, while others tended to be distracted by the color. Both groups, however, made more errors when they worked in the room that had the white walls.
Oh, interesting.
Just saying. Sadly, most work environments are white, off-white, and gray, colors that don't help us to be productive.
That's my issue.
That's it. Red for the detail-oriented. A powerful color stimulates the pulse and can raise your blood pressure and help increase performance for employees who
have a heart attack.
Well, yeah, who have detail-oriented assignments.
Okay.
Blue is good for creative types because blue is calming.
Mm-hmm.
It promotes communication, trust, and efficiency. Don't paint your conference rooms yellow.
Okay.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Color of optimism. Yellow is stimulating. Too much of it, however, and you become anxious. Studies show that people are more likely to lose their temper in yellow rooms.
Oh, wow.
Fight in the conference room.
Yeah, yeah. Yellow walls.
Green for inspiring innovation. Similar to blue, green is a calming color that promotes harmony and balance.
Oh, harmony and balance.
Green would be a good choice for an office where innovation is a key component.
Oh, do you think they'll repaint my office mint if I ask them
to? Well, you know what I would say to you is that we can get this story and we can present it to Mr. Downs.
Yep.
And you could just say, you know, you may be missing out on the complete ability to be able to be productive and creative.
I think so.
Because of the color of the friggin' walls.
Yep, it's the walls.
We got to find out what Mr. Downs's walls are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever
will
make him in a happy mood.
That's right. Well, you know, but
that, why he's gone.
As we go down the hall, we have each of these little areas have different accent colors. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting. Someone just texted in and said Hayden Fry used to paint the visitors' locker room pink at Iowa.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Hello.
That's interesting.
Well, never mind. Chelsea just stole my thunder.
Oh, sorry. Well, anyway.
One of our texters stole it. Sorry about that.
Okay. Sorry.
But that's kind of fun. You do that and make them kind of start thinking about themselves a little bit
huh?
Yeah.
How, intimidating can you be if you're surrounded by pink walls?
Well, Joe Arpaio did that, too, the sheriff out there in Maricopa County.
He made
the prisoners wear pink jumpsuits.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yep, so it can work.
I wonder what Chip's walls are. I have to go check.
Okay, you can go do that and see. How that you mean in his studio in the studio
in his office
oh in his office
in the studio I think they're like red and I don't know.
They're light gray are they the
in the zone
the
are you sure
are they? Yeah. Yeah, they're not red.
I don't know.
Okay
So this guy picked the absolute worst possible moment of the entire year to go shoplifting. 33-year-old guy named Travis Valepisi tried to walk out of the Walmart in Reno on Tuesday night with about $800 worth of stuff in a shopping cart. He didn't realize that Walmart was hosting the Shop with the Sheriff event.
Oh, we've heard these before.
Cops took underprivileged kids there for a shopping spree. So when Travis tried to walk out of the store with his cart full of stolen stuff, security stopped him, and one of the many police in the store ran up and arrested him. He's been booked with grand larceny.
Ugh.
Nice job.
Crime don't pay.
Yep, really not the thing to be doing. Just really not the thing to be doing. All right, Christmas tree eyebrows.
Christmas tree eyebrows.
They're the latest craze in fashion. created by a lifestyle vlogger. Just days after the Instagram used Taylor R. posted a photo of herself with a decorated eyebrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Image quickly became popular.
Yep.
Are you looking at it?
I am.
She looks like an idiot.
All right, well, explain it to me.
Yeah, so it looks like she took some little jewels, and so she kind of feathered her eyebrows in opposite directions, and then she took little jewels, and so they look like ornaments throughout her eyebrow, and then at the end of her eyebrow, closest to the inner eye, she put stars.
Wow.
It's a lot of work to look dumb.
That's just what I was about to say. It sounds pretty labor-intensive to get to that point.
Yeah.
And I feel like you'd have to have some pretty thick brows, right?
But thick brows are all the rage these days,
Zach. Is it? Is that right?
For sure.
All right, gotcha.
So, I guess for a holiday party, it's interesting to say the least. Now, she could have taken it a step further and maybe gotten some green gel or something and painted her eyebrows.
Sure.
But they're just a normal, natural brow color.
Okay. Well,
I really don't do a lot of work on my brows. Every now and then I give the old uni kind of a little cut there.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, you want to make sure that you keep those two separate. There's several other pictures. I just was talking about the first girl, but there's some.
The really important thing having to do with the fires out in California, some celebrities' homes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, because I'm worried that Ellen DeGeneres had to leave her neighborhood.
Yeah, because
she only makes about like a gajillion dollars a year.
Bazillion dollars.
And Lionel Richie canceled his show at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Vegas so he could go back and help the family evacuate. But he was able to make it back to Vegas for his Friday and Saturday shows. So, good.
I like Lionel.
He seems like
a good guy.
Yeah. One of the big problems as a result of the fires, destruction of a large portion of the avocado crop.
Yeah.
Nearly 90% of U.S. American avocados are grown in California. Most of that based in the southern part of the state. The avocado income been estimated at around $400 million. Much of that has been destroyed because of the wildfires that went through that area, so we'll see how that works.
Well, that avocado toast.
First wine, now avocados.
I know. What are you going to do?
What are they going to take away from me next?
All Man. The basic girls are exactly. in a tizzy.
All right, so no winner this weekend in either of the lottery things. So Mega Millions, let me see, that'll be Tuesday night, $191 million. And then Wednesday night, the Powerball is $229.
Okay.
Got to buy a ticket if you want to win.
Yeah.
I didn't watch, but I saw it was on last night. It's on again tonight. It's the Great Christmas Tree Light Fight.
Oh, yeah.
7 o'clock in the first Neighbors versus Neighbors episode featured attractions, including synchronized light shows, an 80-foot tree.
Whoa.
And a massive mountainside display.
I always think it's cool when people in the different states that have like Christmas trees naturally in their yards decorate them. I always just think that's
really
pretty.
That does look neat. Yeah, mm-hmm. We don't have that too much around
here. No, we don't really have
here.
A whole lot of that.
Not
yeah.
much of a chance for that. Okay, let me see. I think the Golden Globes were announced this morning about an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the nominations. I didn't.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
No, I don't have them.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah. Maybe in the next half hour?
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Oh, by the way, season premiere tonight about this Better Late Than Never, which they've been telling us about forever on NBC. It's at 9 o'clock. This is where George Foreman and Henry Winkler and Terry Bradshaw and William Shatner travel around the world.
Oh, uh-huh.
I kind of want to watch this.
In the premiere, the men go to Munich for Oktoberfest.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Do you think they, yeah. It, once again, let's take these guys who have enough money. We're going to put you in nice hotels. You'll probably fly in a G5 to all these places, and then you can misbehave on camera for us.
I mean, but there's some big characters in there.
Oh, there are. Yeah, no,
I just want to see. I just want to see the old guys just. Going out and doing that.
William Shatner just being William Shatner.
Oh yeah.
And once again, as he's drinking beer out of those big old mugs there at Oktoberfest. So we'll see. Anyway, that's done on NBC. It's 8:26.
The holiday hustle and bustle can be stressful. So give the gift of relaxation with Elements Massage. For a limited time, one-hour massage gift certificates are just $59. That's $30 off regular price. Elements Massage gift certificates are easy to give, easy to wrap, and always appreciated. At $30 off, why not pick up an extra just for you? Stop by Elements Massage in Bryan next to Target in College Station on the bypass at Rock Prairie, or visit elementsmassage.com/BCS. Memberships available.
The biggest clearance sale of the year is here at WC Tractor. Now is the time to buy and save thousands on Kubota tractors, RTVs, mowers, and construction equipment. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. Don't delay. Sales like this don't last forever. Come see WC Tractor in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, and Temple for the largest selection of tractors on clearance now. That's WC Tractor and WCTractor.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Monsanto will give cash back to farmers who buy a weed killer that's been linked to widespread crop damage, offering an incentive to apply its product even as regulators in several states weigh restrictions on its use. The incentive to use dicamba could refund farmers over half the sticker price of the product in 2018 if they spray it on soybeans Monsanto engineered to resist the weed killer. Farmers and weed experts say dicamba harms crops because it evaporates and drifts away from where it's sprayed. Apple's making a move to step up its game in music services. The company's close to acquiring Shazam, the popular app that lets people identify any song, TV show, film, or advertisement in seconds by listening to an audio clip or a visual fragment and then taking you to content relevant to that search. Crude oil down 16 cents at $57.20 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open. That's Your Money Now.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Here's an emergency lesson from the LA police about using smartphone navigation apps like Waze during the California wildfires, or anytime you're driving in an area of big stories or other major emergencies. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. Waze is one of a number of smartphone apps that help drivers navigate through heavy traffic by routing them to roads with the least number of vehicles. Waze often takes drivers off main roads and routes them through more narrow streets to avoid traffic backups. But with California wildfires raging, the LAPD has issued an emergency warning. Waze-type apps don't know when any specific area is enveloped in a disaster. The apps only know that traffic on certain roads is light. So, in California, Waze has directed drivers directly into the wildfires. Google and Apple Maps offered similar dangerous routes. Neither took the fires into account. Bottom line, use the apps, but remember, none of these things are 100% safe. I'm Kim Commando. Santa's got a big secret. He's got a way this holiday to cut printing costs for your small business or home office. Everyone knows how crazy expensive it is to replace printer cartridges, and that's why Santa's bringing the new Epson EcoTank 2750 wireless all-in-one printer. It's an awesome printer. Large, easy-to-refill ink tanks means cartridge-free printing. The ink tank is so large, the one that we use here at the Kim Commando Show, we haven't had to refill it yet. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years. That's 5,000 pages without having to buy a single ink cartridge. That's the equivalent of up to 30 cartridge sets. Did you know that would cost about $1,000 to buy 30 cartridge sets? A saving of $1,000 in the coming new year. Cartridge-free printing with EcoTank. It's the smart choice. What a great holiday gift for everyone. The Epson EcoTank ET2750. Learn more by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Police say the pipe bomb explosion inside the New York City subway happened in an underground passageway between 7th and 8th Avenues on 42nd Street. The explosion filled the passageway with smoke while it was crowded with a ton of people this morning during the commute. A law enforcement official tells the Associated Press that a man had a pipe bomb strapped to him when it went off. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak on that incident. Now, the person was arrested and has non-life-threatening injuries. Another person on the platform sustained non-life-threatening injuries as well. Tomorrow night's Bryan City Council meeting takes up the proposal of shutting down the municipal golf course at the end of this month.
That's if the council accepts the donation of the Briarcrest Golf Course as part of a larger recommendation by city staff. In addition to what's called a gift of parkland for Briarcrest owner Wallace Phillips, the city would turn over golf operations to Phillips until a private company is hired. That would eliminate 5 city jobs. The staff proposal also calls for the city to lease 6,000 square feet of space from Phillips for a senior center and hiring a consultant to turn the municipal golf course into a super park. Phillips' offer involves only donating the golf course and 40 parking spaces. He would keep his event center, his restaurant, his pro shop, his driving range, tennis courts, and a swimming pool. The value of the donation, according to a private appraisal done in October, is almost $5 million. That's more than 3 times the latest valuation on that land set by the Brazos Central Appraisal District. The donation would take the golf course off the tax rolls. In this year's city budget, the golf course is projected to lose $195,000. General fund money is making up the difference. The proposal does not include how the city will pay for the senior center or developing the super park. Quoting the city staff recommendation, the community's youth are better served, the community's golfers are better served, the community's seniors are better served, the entire community has an opportunity to benefit in some way, and visitors may be more enticed to visit Bryan. 5 years ago, Bryan voters said no to selling the municipal course and buying the entire Briarcrest complex. No public hearing is scheduled as part of tomorrow night's proposal. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight is the deadline to file for next year's county, state, and congressional offices. One local incumbent who filed for re-election has changed his mind. That's State Representative Leighton Schubert of Caldwell, whose district includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties. Schubert says he wants to spend more time with his family. After Schubert withdrew, Grimes County Judge Ben Lamont resigned, and the Republican announced his candidacy. One Democrat has filed for the District 13 seat, Cecil Ray Webster Sr. of Carmine. On the final day of filing, two of the three incumbent members of the state legislature from Brazos County don't have primary opponents, but there are two people seeking the Democratic nomination to run against Republicans Charles Schwartner and Kyle Cassell. The Democrats seeking the District 5 Senate seat are Glenn Williams and Brian Cronin of Austin. The two Democrats seeking the District 12 seat are Chris Miller of Waco and Marianne Arnold of Curtin. There are also three Democratic candidates for Brazos County Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4, Manny Aguilar, Daryl Booker, and Selena Vasquez. And there are three Republican candidates for Brazos County District Clerk. Margaret Meese joins Gabriel Garcia and Crystal Kelly. A two-vehicle crash in College Station Saturday during the noon hour killed one driver and caused life-threatening injuries to three others. Police report the collision on University east of Taro took place when a westbound SUV making a left turn was struck by an eastbound car. Witnesses reported the impact caused the SUV to roll several times, then strike a tree. The driver of the SUV, a 63-year-old woman from Bryan, was killed. She was not wearing a seatbelt. The street was closed for about 4 hours for the investigation. A 20-year-old College Station woman awaiting trial on a drunk driving charge from September of last year was arrested for another DWI early Saturday morning. It's the second time Texas A&M police arrested Amy Catherine Banks. According to the newest arrest report, a UPD officer stopped a car at almost 2 in the morning on University with its high-beam headlights on and having no taillights. Banks was also arrested for interfering with public duties. After UPD received a search warrant to get a blood sample, she is accused of not letting hospital nurses do the blood draw. Banks was also charged with resisting arrest, where she is accused of being verbally abusive to at least two officers and hospital staff and patients. At another hospital early Saturday morning, College Station police report two officers and four nurses held down a 20-year-old man to do a court-ordered blood draw. Blake Pessel of College Station was arrested for DWI and resisting arrest following a hit-and-run crash on College Avenue. And a Bryan woman who was crying while looking for her cat Friday morning after her neighbor let it outside to play in the snow is now in jail. That's after a Bryan police officer who asked the woman if she was okay also asked for her name and date of birth. According to the arrest report, 48-year-old Sonia Graves Zinn had four warrants on traffic and drug charges. She was also arrested after the officer found a clear vial containing what is believed to be methamphetamine. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 40 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
During the year-end closeout, Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. Now get employee pricing on a new 2017 Chevy car or truck. You pay what our employees pay for the best deal of the year. We're pulling out all the stops. Hurry, huge selection, employee pricing, and outstanding service. Tom Light Chevrolet, we will not be undersold. During the year-end closeout, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads. Available on select 2017 Chevrolet models. See dealer for details.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
8:39. Let's do some weather, shall we? Yep. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico will be responsible for today's sunshine and warm weather. We'll be up to about 70 to 75 later this afternoon. Should be partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows 40 to 45. Sunny and turning cooler for tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Clear or colder tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. It'll be sunny into Wednesday, the highs Wednesday afternoon about 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:39 this morning. We're doing, your basic exit interview with members of city council. We do that just so we can find out how they're going to behave after they get out. And Julie Schultz is here. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Good. Relax. You don't have to go to all those dang meetings anymore.
Well, I just got a little worried about how they're going to behave after they're off council comment.
Oh, well,
I'm just going to go start raping mad.
Okay.
Well,
I was trying to remember. Are you probably the first person who was born and raised in College Station elected to council?
I wasn't born here.
Okay.
I got here when I was 4.
Okay, well, that's pretty close.
And I think I'm the first council member that went through our school
district. The school system, yeah.
And was elected to council.
Yeah, yeah.
I went, through it. Plus, I stayed here and made this my home.
Right.
And raised my kids, went through the school district.
Yeah,
and,
So that's kind of...
I own a business here and houses and things like that.
Yeah, so that is. So it's a different perspective, and that's... Well, again, we're not a very old community, so it would be hard for that to have happened. So I want you to look back now at your time here. Have to be some things that you are pretty proud of that this council accomplished. Give me some thoughts there.
I would say there were relationships are a big thing, and you being here a long time know that our extended relationships for our, let's call our extended family, City of Bryan, University, County, haven't always been great in the past. In fact, our relationship with the City of Bryan was horrible at one point, and it cost the citizens a great deal of money because of that, lawsuits and just a lack of working together. I believe that we're up to probably the best point we've ever been in our relationship with the City of Bryan. It's growing up here, of course. I have a lot of friends in Bryan, so I was friends with a lot of the people that the staff and the people on city council and the mayor, and that made a lot of difference. I could just call them up and say, hey, we have this, or they did the same to me, and they gave me the real story, so I didn't have to try to figure it out, because not when you're not trusted, you don't always get that. And we solved some off-the-radar problems. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of just trying to instill in the rest of council and staff how important it is to keep that relationship strong. It doesn't benefit anybody to be adversarial. And now and I can't really take credit for that, but I feel like I perpetuated it. Our relationship with the university, I didn't really have anything to do with other than trying to perpetuate it as well. I've never seen the university reach out and work with the cities the way they have during my time on council. They are very interested in our opinion. They include us in a lot of dialogue, and that to my knowledge had never happened. And I, working at the chamber, I knew the mentality was kind of like, we're the big dog. We don't really know even what you're doing, and we don't care. It's not like that anymore. There, you can reach out to a number of high-level people over there, and you get, a response. If there's an issue, they try to help you. I think it's the best we've ever had. Now, I'm not saying that they're just going to lay down and do what we ask, but, they're the big, 800-pound gorilla. You got to work with them. And they don't have to work with you, but we need to find a way to work with them. And I believe we are doing that to a level that's never been seen before. And it's benefiting the citizens by us doing that. Right now, their economic development interest, they've included us because we have some knowledge of how to go about that. And there's a collaboration there that I think is going to benefit not just our community, but the world in general, being able to commercialize a lot of their research and things like that.
Well, and now, used to be that there weren't situations where the county and the city were having to work together, but now we're starting to see that, especially in the southern end of the county. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's a newer or fresher relationship than before.
And to as far as I know, we haven't had a contentious relationship there. The only thing that anyone has issues with, the big thing is money and who's going to pay for what. And when you have a partnership like the south end of College Station with another governmental entity, that gets sticky sometime. But I believe that Dwayne Peters and the commissioners have made an effort to work with the city of College Station, so we're not just footing the bill for anything that's happening down there. I do think that they have a limited amount of funds, and so they've got to spread it around a very large county, and that's when, you know, you're asked – when you have that large of that large amount of development going on, I can understand the political tugs that mm-hmm. will, you know, that they feel, and I believe they're doing a good job.
Julie Schultz, outgoing member of the College Station City Council, joining us this morning. Okay, other side of the equation, some things that you're frustrated over that you weren't able to accomplish.
Well, I think that we still need work with trying to help the staff understand their customer service role in planning development services and things like that. We've made some inroads, and, you know, there was a switch in, obviously, city manager and also just overall in leadership in that area. I think that there's still work to do, and I'm willing to continue participating in that.
Well, kind of define for me customer service.
Well,
in that case,
the idea that we want development to come to our community, that our door is open and we want to help you, we're not here to be a hurdle. And that mentality is something that I think has to come from, you know, the top. And I will say that I got to be on the beginning of our economic development subcommittee of council. I was on it the entire time. I was on council. Well, I don't think it started until a couple years into council, but we hired Natalie Ruiz, and we now have an economic development department, and then we had council participate in that. I'm continuing to stay on the local government corporation for Spring Creek as just one of their members, and that's, again, we're trying to do some economic development in that area and look at ways, financial tools, on how to pay for infrastructure there.
Clearly, College Station was not the city that it was when you first stepped on council, but we've seen tax increases, we've seen impact fees added, other costs involved. You've decided, for a constitutional reason, or for a legal reason out of Austin, to not go with bonds, rather certificates of obligation in most cases. But the outlook for the city of College Station's residents and what it costs to actually live in that community, not do business, just live in that community, is worrisome to some people.
It's worrisome to me, and I will say that those impact fees were painful. And in talking to the development community that initially pays for those things, the majority of them, their suggestion was, okay, we understand, we see where you are, we're not going to be unfair, but if you can help us with planning development services and try to get things smoothed out over there, then we're okay with this impact fee. If you can make the process go quicker and not take, right now, this is so sad and it makes me depressed, it takes a year to get something through the city of College Station. That is unacceptable. And we could lose a lot by that behavior.
Well, what can you do from the outside to make that more streamlined now that you're not on council?
Well, I think that having those that are involved participate in giving direction from their point of view to the existing council members and say, here's something that could change. And I've, unfortunately, kind of late in the game, figured out that that's how it needs to go. You've got to kind of take it point by point. You can't just tell the city manager, hey, you need to fix that. That's not enough information. You've got to be specific. And that's a community that the good thing is we work with another community close by. So you can see the differences. One is open for business and very aggressive about bringing in business into their community as opposed to the city of College Station, which is not that way. And we've got to understand we've got competitors, and we need to keep that in our head when we're processing these plans and making these decisions on what we tell these folks they need to be doing and what things we can work with them on.
Finally, as you're out the door, any other thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is this last election was a little discouraging for me, and that just feedback I got from people, I felt like there was a lot of scare tactics out there that are not true. I think we live in a really wonderful place. You can drive to Houston or Austin or Dallas and see how much better things are here than in those places. Yeah, you have to sit through a traffic light sometime. Well, you know,
got to do that every place, really, now.
And, you know, you don't want to lose your mind and to think that you need to be the only car on the road is ridiculous.
Right.
And a lot of I drive down the bypass, and it is pretty intense. We need to increase the size there. But, you know, that's a TxDOT thing that we've got to try to work with. But having connectivity throughout the city will alleviate some of that, and nobody wants the roads next to them. Mm-hmm. They don't want the road through their neighborhood. They don't want it next to their neighborhood. They want to be separated, and that's why you have that. That's why you have this congestion. So, you know, that unfortunately, it's the same people that complain about the traffic that say, no, I don't want that next to me. But we do live in a great place. We have a low crime rate. We have great police and fire. We have people that work hard every day to try to make our city the best it can be. And I think we live in a great place. I don't think any neighborhood that I've ever known has never just imploded or exploded at any point. But that was kind of the mentality out there. Oh, this is about to happen. No, it's not going to happen. Everybody's going to stay safe. It's going to be okay. We are growing, mm-hmm. and, you know, we've changed a lot from the little, you know, cow town that was here. University was here first. Students were here first, and we drafted off of them and built the community around them. So they're not going anywhere, and we need to learn how to take that on as an asset and not complain about it.
Sure.
It's helpful to our community, and I'm very happy that I live in this community. It's to me the best community around. They're certainly the friendliest, and it is a wonderful place to live. And even though we have the tax increases, and I agree we have problems trying to find affordable housing, there are some developments coming online soon which may remedy some of that. But I do think all in all, College Station is a very good place to live.
Very good. Thank you, as always, for your service. You know, you had to put in a lot of hours that people know about and a lot of hours people don't know about. So you've been an asset from that, and thanks for doing what you did.
Absolutely. Yeah. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Julie Schultz from the College Station City Council.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for the perfect loved one? Miss Tony, Jesse, and the rest of the Montelongo's fine jewelry family have been helping people select the perfect gift for 25 years. This Christmas, let Montelongo's help you find a dazzling gift from their incredible selection that's in stock and ready to be wrapped. Tis the season with a gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry that's sure to make your loved one's Christmas shine. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry makes the season sparkle. Visit their showroom on University Drive, and Merry Christmas from the Montelongo family to yours.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Is your house ready for company this Christmas? Gilmore Electric Express can help. They'll take care of electrical issues you've been putting off, like changing out light fixtures, repairing that guest room plug that doesn't work, and even moving that kitchen outlet to a more useful location. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician with guaranteed on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Your holidays can be merry and bright with Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Norman G. Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman to track.
Hey, hey, 5 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So they've apparently verified that a partial bone from the 4th century housed outside Chicago may actually belong to the St. Nicholas.
Oh,
that one. Yeah, that one.
In Chicago? I thought he was German.
Well, no, the bones were brought there.
Oh,
okay.
Chicago Sun-Times says a small sample of the public bone fragment housed at the Shrine of All Saints, which is in Morton Grove, Illinois, radiocarbon dated back to the 4th century. Researchers say the results mean that the bone fragment on display at the church really could be authentic and belong to the saint. So there. The shrine is in a suburb of Chicago, includes thousands of saintly relics, including bits of bone and locks of hair and that sort of thing. The historic St. Nicholas passed away around the year 343. We didn't have, you know, we didn't have planners then, so
right.
We don't know exactly, but we think 343. In Myra, which is now in Turkey, in the 11th century, sailors from Italian cities broke into the cathedral and stole bones that they believed belonged to St. Nicholas, and a couple of them made it to
that's crazy.
U.S. America.
Okay.
He made it around the world.
That's it. All right, 4 minutes till. Okay, here we go.
Wait,
here,
Santa's dead?
Yeah, well, that no, that
no,
one.
He's not.
That one who is the other guy's name
oh,
before.
The imposter.
Okay. That's it, right.
Hmm.
Okay, so here we go. Here are Golden Globe Award nominees.
Okay.
Best Picture.
All the ones we haven't watched?
Yeah,
that's right. Well, no, Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, and the Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, which
okay.
is everybody's doing that.
Chelsea's seen Dunkirk.
Yeah, she wasn't sure where she
that
saw
one
it.
More
but
movie.
Yeah, okay, let me see the pin. Yeah, I don't care. Let's find some television. Get past the
thing.
Yeah.
Best
yeah.
animated movie, Boss Baby, Breadwinner, Coco, Ferdinand, Loving Vincent. Never heard of any of them.
I haven't watched Boss Baby. Or
Boss Baby yeah.
was on TV the other day.
Yeah, it was.
Actually.
I watched a little bit. Okay, here we go. Best TV limited series, Big Little Lies on HBO, Fargo from FX, Feud. That's Betty and Joan. That's the Betty
oh,
Davis
yeah,
and
yeah.
Joan
okay.
Crawford. The Center on USA Network and Top of the Lake, China Girl.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Star, whatever. Kind of. No, never mind. Just forget it.
Okay.
Well, wait till the awards come out.
Just forget it.
All right. By the way, it's coming up. Your party with your coworkers. It's the office party thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recent survey says 80% of companies will be hosting parties this year.
Okay.
And of these, just over 21% budgeting more for the events.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Hey. More than 66% of the survey respondents said their companies are actually hiring caterers
ooh.
Or event planners.
Whoa. For, fancy.
No kidding. Get an event planner for a Christmas party?
I mean, I guess if you work in a big enough company,
right.
you really need.
I suppose.
We have one event planner.
Yep.
His name is Mr. Downs.
That's right. Anyway, companies also allowing more guests at the party. So we'll see.
Okay.
Almost 62% said their holiday parties would include alcohol.
Oh.
Man. See, we have to worry about that because we have some under 21s here.
True, we do on the street team. Yeah.
Some kids.
Got to check IDs at the door.
That's right. Do that, and then you get a little wristband.
Get a little wristband or a stamp.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get like a Christmas-themed stamp.
Yeah, get that.
Chelsea, are you bringing a date to our Christmas party this year?
I will not be attending the Christmas party.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you going out of town?
No.
Or are you just not
gonna
come?
I am going out of town.
Oh,
I already have plans.
Just too busy.
Yeah, too
busy.
I know. Scott, are you going?
I think so, yeah. I
Zach,
think so.
Are you bringing a date?
Maybe.
Who are you bringing?
Yeah.
I'll bring Cooper.
Cooper.
He'll enjoy it.
No, they have cats.
Yeah.
Don't they?
No, yeah. Yep. And dogs.
A New York man was sentenced up to 6 years in prison for swindling Tinder dates out of $50,000. You hear about this guy?
Whoa. Is this the guy who kept dashing on, like, dinner dates and stuff?
No. Brandon Kime scammed at least three women that he met on the dating app, claiming that he needed money for cancer treatment.
Oh my gosh.
One victim especially vulnerable since she was an actual cancer survivor.
Oh, my.
Brandon was allegedly stole $13,000 from a man who hired him to walk his dog. He pled guilty to theft, identity theft, grand larceny, and scheming to defraud.
That's crazy.
Jeez. What the heck? How can that be?
And who sends money to people on Tinder?
I know. All right. Oh, a business partner from the Real Wives of Housewives of New Jersey is suing Andy Cohen of Bravo.
Really?
And, yes, the Housewives of New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Melissa Gora.
Melissa, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because he made her look like a felon.
Oh.
We'll see. It's a $30 million lawsuit.
Whoa.
So,
they're probably all married to mobsters anyway.
Well,
so,
that's
she's related to the ones who really did go to prison.
Oh,
the Gotties?
Or the Yidig, whatever. I don't know how to say it. But anyway, and so, yeah, she was on the show, but she was one of the sisters. And so I wonder if he made it look like she knew what was going on.
We'll have more tomorrow, 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.